Welcome back to the Fancy Free Podcast, where my girlfriends and I tell funny, embarrassing, sometimes humiliating, always true stories so that we can all feel a little less alone in our imperfections. I'm Joanne Jarrett, a family physician turned stay-at-home mom, and I'm your host.
Today, you're in for a treat. I have with me my niece, Mackenzie Campanelli. Mackenzie has a marketing degree from UNCW. She just recently is licensed in real estate in the state of Nevada, and she's doing marketing for a real estate firm. And she and her husband, Joe, are here in Montana visiting from Utah, where they're living while Joe gets his bachelor's in, is it aeronautics?
Aviation.
Yeah. He's going to be a pilot, and he's specifically going to be a helicopter pilot. But anyway, they're up here spending a week, and Mackenzie's so funny. She was sitting in the airport in Reno a couple of weeks ago waiting to travel home, and then she was going to come here and she had some time to kill. So she started thinking, I don't know if I have any embarrassing stories for Aunt Joanne's podcast. And then she thought of a whole bunch. So you guys might get more than one episode out of this conversation that we're going to have, but we'll see. So Mackenzie, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's my big debut.
Yay. Woo woo. Tell the listeners what I missed. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm from Reno. I moved across the country when I got married, moved to North Carolina. My husband was in the military there. So that's why I went to UNC Wilmington. Finished school there, moved to Utah for him to go to school. Didn't love working in Utah, so I got lucky enough to be able to work from home in real estate. I love to eat. I love to cook.
Oh, she's an amazing cook. I think I've gained 5 pounds since she got here.
Oh, yeah.
Mackenzie,
what have you got for us today?
We went camping in Lake Tahoe with my husband's grandparents and family. And so Joe and I are leaving before everybody to go back down the mountain. And I'm driving my Jeep and I pull up to the stop sign to turn right. So I'm stopped at the stop sign with my window down and I'm like looking right and left, you know, waiting my turn to go. And this car, bigger than mine, pulls up across from me to turn the other way. And they pull out so far, I can't see the cars coming from my left. Forgetting my window was down, I scream, "Are you beeping kidding me?" And this poor person, their window's down. He's like, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry."
Holding his hands up.
And I scared them. They like jump in their seats and they're apologizing. And they back up. And I, of course, I'm like, "No, I'm so sorry. That was so rude. I didn't know my window was down. You guys are fine."
That's so cute. So you're trying to make each other feel better.
Yeah, and I'm a classic overthinker. So all I'm thinking is, I ruined their day. They're going to hate me. Ended up being able to see the cars and go down the mountain after they moved. But that was really embarrassing because I normally don't do that, you know.
Yeah, you don't really want to project road rage. Yeah. You were just verbalizing your frustration to yourself, you thought, and maybe to your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. It's all I thought about all day. I was like, those poor people, you know. I joke and I say when I introduce myself to people, I should be like, Mackenzie Campanelli, classic overthinker. How are you?
I love it.
Anything I say can and will be held against me later.
By my own self, inside my bed at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
At least his parents weren't in the car.
Oh, I probably wouldn't have yelled that if his parents were in the car.
Might have avoided the situation.
I'm usually on my best behavior when his parents are in the car. Another story just came to mind. Oh my gosh, it's better than anything I had on my list. I am at orientation at University of Nevada for my first year of college. Mm-hmm. And I live in town, so I did not want to spend the night at the dorms for orientation, even though you had to because you pay all this money. I wasn't going to live at the dorms. I don't want to stay at the dorms. I'm good. So we've had the whole day of orientation and I go to my assigned room. I have a roommate who wasn't there yet and I decide I need to shower. So I go and I showered and I'm in my towel and I think I left my dirty clothes in the room, like, cause the bathroom's right outside your door. It's like, I can throw on a towel and be fine. And I locked my key in the room.
No.
And I'm in nothing but a towel.
In the hallways of the dormitories of the university.
So I'm sitting there completely naked under this towel waiting for someone to come by. So I can be like, hey, can you help a sister out? Like, you got a key? And then I think I finally had to go get somebody. Any false movements.
Yes, any breeze.
Exactly.
Those dormitories have boys' rooms and girls' rooms, don't they?
Well, luckily this was just orientation, so they just put girls in there.
Oh, okay. Well, that
but
was
still,
good.
It's like I had no good track record with girls in high school. Like, right. They were mean. So what? Hi, here's orientation and my boobs. Like, here you go. Oh, your first anatomy lesson of 2016.
Oh, I love you, Mackenzie.
My time at UNC Wilmington got off to a rough start, like few embarrassing moments in a row. Aww. You know, like getting used to humidity, walking around campus all sweaty, walking into class late, covered in sweat, getting lost
on
campus.
Everyone's looking at you and you're like wilted.
Yeah, sweaty and getting rained on, makeup melting off your face. I walked to get my parking permit my first week and I was wearing a dress. And so I walked to the parking permit place. I'm talking to the guy and I'm huffing and puffing and sweating. And this woman comes behind me. Interrupts my conversation. This isn't even the story I was going to tell. Gets in my ear and goes, pull your dress down, sweetie. And I had like a little bit of a wedgie in my dress. Nothing was showing. And she grabs my dress out of my butt crack, pulls it down as she says this. I almost cried right there. I was just like, because I just moved away from home. I just started a new school. Like all of these firsts. And this woman has the audacity to come behind me. Invade my personal space, first of all. In front of someone else, secondly.
Yes.
So I hadn't had the best start at UNCW, so now I'm 2.5 years in, I'm seasoned, I'm good, I own the school basically. So I'm in class, and I'd seen this teacher around, you know, it was my first day, and it's full. And he's asking us questions in class, and I raise my hand, and he looks in my general direction, points, and goes, you. And it looks like he's looking at the person behind me, so he's pointing and no one's talking. And I'm like, are you talking to me? And he goes, yeah, you. Still looking, like he's pointing behind me.
Oh,
and I'm looking behind me. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go. And so I say whatever I say. And then he asks another question. I raise my hand again, does the same thing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you looking at me? Like, are you calling on me? I'm so sorry. And at the end of class, he goes, as I'm sure, points at me. Some of you have noticed I have a lazy eye. And I was like, you couldn't lead your lecture with that. So the whole class is like sniggering at me. And I'm just like, you know, I took one for the team, looked like an idiot twice. And then of course I thought about it all day. I called Joe at the end of the day. I look like such an idiot in class. Oh my gosh, my teacher's gonna hate me. I ended up doing like a semester long internship with him and never asked him if he was looking at me again. That's for sure.
Let's just go ahead and assume he is looking at you. Yeah. And if you start talking and someone else starts talking at the same time, back it on off.
Exactly. Should we talk about diarrhea?
Let's do.
Okay. Let's hit the diarrhea motif. Okay. Okay. We all have it, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. I think society for women has made us think that it's wrong to have it, but girls, we have it. It's okay. So there are countless stories, but there are like two that I want to talk about. So the first, my parents came to visit us in North Carolina. We didn't have a TV yet. We were going to go buy a TV. And my mom finds this one on Craigslist. It's a really great price, big TV, new. So before we go, I start getting a headache and then I kind of start getting nauseous, like these gurgling intestines.
Oh, dear.
And we have a 45-minute drive. And when I gotta go, I gotta go. You know, like, you better move out of the way. She's going. So we drive, and I am tossing and turning in the back, just writhing around in pain. You know the feeling. And we get to this complete stranger's house. And I'm sitting in the car because I don't want to move, you know, and I don't want to use this person's bathroom. So, of course, they're in there forever talking. My dad comes out, and he's like, hey, that's not how my dad talks.
Hey, this guy said you could use his bathroom. We told him that you have to go.
So I get out of the car and I basically waddle run into this guy's house and I just light it up. I'm like holding on to the walls, like the house is shaking. I'm shaking. When I'm done, I come out and my mom goes, he's selling everything. Do you see anything that you like? I happen to notice a rather nice shower curtain in the bathroom with a little cabinet.
Please tell me you didn't all crowd into the bathroom to take a look.
You guessed it. Ah. Everybody walks into the bathroom. and pretends not to smell it. And I'm just sitting there like, I only wanted to know if you were selling these things. You did not have to come and inspect what I was looking at.
He rips it off the shower. Take it. Yeah. It's free.
Yeah. So was, yeah.
So did you end up with the TV?
Oh, yeah. It's good. In my living room still. Yes.
That was a win.
Yeah. The other time, I just had dinner at my favorite restaurant in North Carolina, and the same thing happens. All of a sudden, I'm sweating. I'm just like, oh. And if you've ever been the East Coast of North Carolina, like Wilmington to Topsail Beach, where we lived, is a good hour long of just rural highway. And so we come across the Blue gas station is what I always called it. And he had to get gas. And I was like, sweetie, I got to go. And I'm wearing like tights and a dress and boots and all cutesy like, right? So I go in, I ask this poor cashier. He had no idea what was coming. I'm like, do you have a bathroom? He's like, oh yeah, right around the corner. Oh, it's a miracle that place is still standing, honestly. Oh, it was so embarrassing. And I walk out, and the bathroom's kind of dirty in the first place, but I think it, like, they should have burned the place down when I was done. So I leave, and he's talking to these customers, and I'm like, dear God, please don't let anyone use this bathroom before it is fully aired out, because I will feel so bad. And so I come out, and I'm basically like, we gotta go! Let's go! Let's roll! We gotta get out of here!
Get away, car.
So, I mean, obviously I have more explosive diarrheal stories, but those just...
Those are the toppers.
Do you have any diarrheal stories like that, Antoine?
No, but I do have... when I was giving birth to Delaney, I was terrified that I was going to poop while I was on the delivery table. But it was a legit fear, because this does happen.
Yeah.
And the doctors are usually really discreet about it, and they just kind of take a surgical towel and they ball it up and put it in the... whatever. But because I knew all the doctors, because I had trained with them, I was like, I am just not going to poop in front of this doctor. So then somebody had been telling me that, oh, you know, when I had to push for having my babies, I pushed for so long, I gave myself hemorrhoids. So then when Delaney finally was born, I'm still up in the stirrups. I think he's waiting for the placenta. And I'm like, hey, any hemorrhoids down there? And the doctor looked at me like, what? He's like, I don't know. Not that I see.
Oh, that's
and I'm
funny.
Like, that might have been a strange question. That might have seemed out of left field.
You're doped up.
You know, I wasn't.
But you just blame it on that.
That's
you
right.
Know? I'm on a high. That's I'm on right. a hormone
I just gave
high.
Birth. What do I know?
Yeah. Oh, loopy.
In the mind, not the mouth. Apparently this is what I'm like now. Now that I'm a mother.
No qualms.
Gosh. No, I don't have any diarrhea stories.
We are What's not wrong of the with same me? Blood. Which is funny, because we're not, but we're very
right.
similar.
Yes, we are very similar. Just not gastrointestinally.
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous about that. But I mean, I'll take the other way.
I'll let you know. I probably am just suppressing them.
Yeah. This is literally just the other day. This is 1 week ago today. I am driving my mom's car, and I already am dreading putting the premium gas in her tank, because it's not cheap.
Spendy, man.
Yeah. And I pull up to the open pump. I get out and I'm fully decked out in makeup, hair. I'm wearing a skirt, a blouse. I just shown these homes. And I put my card in and I take off the premium pump and I pull the handle on the nozzle. Okay. Tank. And at every gas station I've ever been to, this makes the gas come out. Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm like, are you kidding me? This gas pump is trying me. And so I'm like, I try two more times, put the card in, cancel the thing, put the card in. It doesn't work. So I get in my car. I pull up to the one in front of me, put my card in, pull the premium thing off, put it in the tank, pull the handle. It'll pull all the way now, but no gas. Then this girl pulls up to the gas pump I was just on. And I'm like, is that working for you? Because it wouldn't pump the gas for me. And I don't know if it's charging my card for your gas. Because that's the other thing I'm thinking about. Is like, I've put my card in.
How much have I paid?
Yeah. Who's getting free gas on Mackenzie today? So she's like, oh yeah, it's working. And I'm like, she must be getting regular. And so this other pump doesn't work. I try it a few times. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I loop back around to where this girl was. I'm like, oh, it's working for her. I'll try it again. Put my card in. It doesn't work. And I'm just like, I'm over this. So I'm in my most uncomfortable shoes and I flip-flop all the way into 7-Eleven. So I wait for these guys. And I'm like, are you guys having a problem with your premium pumps today? They're like, no. I'm like, because I keep trying to pump the gas and it's not coming out. And so he's like, I'll come help you. And I could just tell he did not want to come and help me. So I'm already embarrassed. I flip-flop back to the car and he has me put my pin in. I put the nozzle in and I go, if this works, you're going to be the lucky charm. And I pull the handle and I'm like, see, it's not pumping. And he takes the little holster that the gas pump is in and flips it up. Immediately the numbers reset and gas starts to flow in, and I'm like, are you joking? Are you kidding me? I was hoping that it would take him a minute to like figure out what was going on with his pumps.
There's really some problem
yeah
here. Well, you know, that is the way that old gas pumps work. When I started gassing my car up 30 years ago, that's how they all worked. In my mind, it's always, is it one of those where you have to flick the thing up or not? But if you've only ever gone to newer gas stations, then...
Not even my little blue gas station in North Carolina
works that way.
Had this thing. I pride myself on not being like a classic millennial. And here I am, this dummy who literally has no idea what's going on half the time in the adult world. And I'm just sitting there like, I've done this before. This is your problem. Flip. $77 later, 20 gallons into my mother's car. I about had a heart attack. And I'm like, it felt like a bottomless pit. I was like, when is this going to stop?
You're looking under the car for the pool of gas.
Like, I'm like, okay, $50. I could see, okay. Stop. Come on, stop. And it's like 76, 77. And finally it stopped. And I was just like, I hate myself for driving this car. I should have just driven to Reno.
Okay, it's time for me to tell you about something I am loving this week. If you are a cat person, or if you aren't a cat person, but you're living with a cat person and you're dealing with kitty litter, I'm telling you what, we got cats for our girls a few years ago for Christmas and they take care of them. They shovel the cat litter and do all of the feeding, etc. But I am the one who is schlepping the cat litter home from the store, and that stuff is heavy. And you know, you want to buy as much as you can at once because you don't want to have to be buying it every time you go to the grocery store. But a little box of it can weigh like 20 or 40 pounds. And you know, when you're lugging 3 gallons of milk home and all the other stuff, it's just such a pain. And the other thing I hate about cat litter is it's just dusty and it smells like gross perfumey. And I don't know, it's just so objectionable. Well, I was complaining to my Bunko friends about this one day, and my friends David and Wayne, who have 3 cats, told me about Pretty Litter. And it's this weird white crystally looking stuff, and it's light. It doesn't weigh much at all. So I can easily pick it up and throw it in the closet or wherever I need to store it. And the reason it's called Pretty Litter, I think, number one, is because it's white. And number two, because it has this color indication thing where if the litter turns a specific color, you can look at the code and evaluate what that means about the health of your cat. I don't really use it in that way, but just because it is so light and easy to deal with, and you can order it online and you can have a subscription service. And what I do is I order it a year at a time. And I go out to the garage and grab it when I need it. And it's light. It's not going to dislocate your wrist when you're picking up the 4 bags that we need for our 2 cats. Anyway, I love it. And if you have cats and you're sick of litter and you want to try something new, I've been using it, I think, for 2 years, and there's no going back.
Well, Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been so much fun.
Yes, of course.
And anytime you want to do it again, I'm sure the listeners will be just waiting for more Mackenzie Campanelli.
I hope so. Don't worry. I'll have many more stories next summer when we come back.
Good. And if Mackenzie starts her own podcast, which she's thinking about doing, no pressure, I will let you guys know.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining the Fancy Free podcast this week. I am so grateful to every single listener. So just thank you. Thank you for being here with us. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. It is free, and that way a new episode will pop into your feed every Monday morning. Also, if you can think of any friends who might like the show, be sure to share the show with them. It really helps us in the rankings if you not only give a star rating, but also submit a written review to Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to be in conversation with other Fancy Free listeners, join our Fancy Free Facebook group. And if you have a story to tell, make sure to email me at notfancy@fancyfreepodcast.com. Between this week's episode and next Monday morning's episode, which features Lizzie Ross, who is a gastroenterologist and has some really funny stories about some things that have happened to her at work, I will be submitting a bonus episode because Mackenzie and I had a longer conversation than I could fit in our regular episode today. And we talk about stage fright and being an introvert and being an overthinker. We also talk about depression and anxiety. And so if any of those are issues you're struggling with, you may want to join in on that conversation. I just can't wait to have you join me back here next week. Remember, no one is as fancy as they look.